This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, we learned that virtual reality company Oculus is starting a kind of in-house movie studio to create cinematic content for its headsets. They've hired animators from Pixar Studios to help. Part of the challenge is convincing Hollywood to break out of its two-dimensional mold. Before Oculus can go mainstream, though, it also needs to be sure that people can be in its virtual environments for hours at a time without getting motion sickness. Lots of people are sensitive to this, including the company's CEO, Brendan Uribe. Brendan, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
What would Oculus movies made by former Pixar employees look like?
Well, we have two internal groups. We have one group up in Seattle that's been working on different tech demos for games, and they're a group of former game developers. We have another group working on the cinema side, the real-time VR cinema side, formerly from Pixar and ILM and a number of different traditional kind of cinema experience companies, to be able to go and figure out how to do VR cinema and then provide these samples to directors so that they could go be successful with VR cinema.
Is it harder to make a movie or a game for VR technology than it is to make a Hollywood film?
Well, the challenge, I wouldn't say it's harder or easier. It's so new and so innovative, whereas traditional film is a very mature medium. At the same time, there's a huge amount of opportunity to be one of the first developers to get it right and to start proving out how to do it.
Let's talk a little bit about Facebook as a parent company. How are you going to navigate that as your company progresses, avoiding some of these things that people don't actually like about Facebook?
Well, it's important to understand the kind of partnership that we formed with Facebook. This was fairly unique that we were given the independence and autonomy to continue down the path that we were on exactly the way we were doing it. If anybody would have been, you know, potentially affected, it would have been something that was a lot closer to Facebook, like Instagram or WhatsApp. For Oculus, it's like hands off, help them as they need it, especially getting that consumer product out.
I know, you're killing me. I'm waiting for the consumer version. Can you help me out? When's it going to happen?
I'm waiting for it also. I'm really excited. We're not there yet. There are things that we're still fixing. It's been pretty well known that I'm the most sensitive in the company. I want to be able to use this thing for 30, 60, 90 minutes comfortably. It's going to be soon. We're super excited to get it there.
Brendan Uribe, CEO of Oculus VR. Brendan, thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you.
You can hear a much longer version of that conversation on our SoundCloud account. We're at soundcloud.com/marketplace-tech.